At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciate it. Take it one day at a time. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let us thank the Lord for protecting us, coming in and going out. Guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evening, getting us through the night, getting us through the days, the weeks, through the weekend. Praise him always, people, most definitely, all right? He is always looking out for us through his grace, mercy, favor, and love. The outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God. He has done so much things throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy endures forever. He protects his people. He keeps his promises. Amen. So always, there's always something to praise the Lord about and thank him for. Amen. Definitely, people. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. I have to always remember that he looks out for us with the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, and that we just got to praise him and thank him for his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let's be strong and together and stay on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Most definitely. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine and the fellowship and gathering and praise and worship. Much love to the martyrs before us, the brave, courageous, isolated believers who were persecuted and went through a lot, and currently too, and future martyrs. Amen. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to the brand new converts, anyone who just gave their life to Christ. Much love to all the engrafted Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, all over the world. Anyone who just got baptized, anyone who just repented, anyone who just became a believer, God bless you as well. Love you all. Brothers and sisters of the faith, let's stay strong. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Welcome, everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faiths, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Lord. Sing a new song. Clap our hands. Stomp our feet. Praise him. Rejoice. Always rejoice, people. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful sound. Cry out to him. Play an instrument. Do what you got to do for the Most High. Always express yourself towards him. Amen. Always serve him with gladness and joy. And always worship his spirit and truth. Most definitely. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the sun comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night. He has come back in a twinkling of an eye. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. He is pulling up with them angels, people. So let us keep the commandments. Let's keep the word of God. Let's keep the testimony of Jesus. Let's keep doing a great commission. Keep spreading the gospel. Keep being doers of the word. Being salt to the earth, lights of the world, ambassadors for Christ, vessels, instruments for the Most High, all those things, people. Get your purpose for the Most High. Keep doing the Father's will, people, always. Help out plenty of people as much as you can, what the Most High has blessed you with. Keep servicing, amen, always, people. Let's keep our lamps and our oils, and let's keep being washed up by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word, by the word, amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God. He will draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statute, commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. Anything Most High has told us, pray that according to our lives, our calling, our purpose, our gifts, our talents, our situations, our futures. Handle that, people. Any assignments or tasks the Lord gave you, handle that. Let's be better listeners, be more obedient, and be more doers of the word and better examples. Amen. Praise the Most High, y'all. So I hope that y'all had a blessed week, blessed weekend as well. A happy Sabbath and all those things. Amen. I hope you guys are strong and taking it one day at a time out there being solid, okay? The Most High God is, all right? Always remind yourself of that. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. So today's message, we'll just go through today's Bible reading. We'll go through recommended reading scripture. We'll go through today's commentary. And then from there, we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing. And we will close out, give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Today's Bible reading is Psalm 102 in its whole entirety, verses 1 all the way through 28. Recommended reading scriptures is Psalm 139, verses 1 through 12, the book of Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 13, and also the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. The title of this commentary is Honest to God. As the old saying goes, honesty is the best policy. It's a rule most of us try to live by on a daily basis in our family life and in the workplace. Common sense tells us that dishonesty doesn't get one very far in the grand scheme of life. But how honest are we when we come to God in prayer? How honest are we when we sit in a worship service, trying for all the world to maintain a smile in the midst of difficult and stressful life circumstances? Do believers really have to be happy all the time? After all, God wants us to put our best face forward when we come to him, right? We might hurt God if we tell him what we really feel, or we might offend him to the point that he withdraws from us. Psalm 102 demonstrates to us that this certainly isn't the case. Even though we may think that God can't or won't handle our honesty, from this and other psalms, we learn that he wants to hear the whole story. As many as 60 psalms are laments or complaints to God. Some simply bemoan how bad life is. Others ask God to vindicate the person who's praying. Still others request God's vengeance on an enemy. Some question whether God really cares. These laments reflect an honest relationship between the songwriter and God. In Psalm 102, an afflicted man cries out to God. In despair, the man asks for deliverance from his troubles. People taunt him. He can't sleep at night. He feels alone. Yet by the middle of his prayer, God already seems to be providing answers. The dark clouds in the songwriter's prayer dissipate. His words for hopelessness give way to expressions of hope and trust in God. God can handle the truth. The range of our emotions, even our anger, won't and can't drive him away. He created us and already knows our every emotion. As the all-knowing and ever-present God, he already knows the feelings of our heart. Amazingly, he knows us better than we know ourselves. Ask God to show you his heart so that you can be free to open your heart more fully to him. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. How has God responded in the past to your complaints and frustrations? Do you ever struggle with fears that you might drive God away? If you could tell God anything, what would you say? What prevents you from telling him right now? All right, people, keep crying out to the Most High. People, express all your anger, all your frustrations, all your deepest thoughts. Be as vulnerable as possible to the Most High every day, every night, people. Amen. We pray our life got to be stronger than ever in these times that we're in. Hallelujah. So make sure you constantly be honest and open with the Lord all the time. Amen. So that is the commentary. All right. What I'd love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah, y'all. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He's the God of the Hebrews. Praise him. He's the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Lord, y'all. Most definitely. His only begotten Son died for our sins, rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah. Praise the Lord, y'all. Most definitely. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, y'all. The advocate. Praise the Lord, the almighty, true, and living God. Praise the Lord, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potent, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the constellation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, Wonderful Counselor, the Creator, the Dayspring, the Deliverer, the Desire of the Nations, the Door, the Elect of God, Emmanuel, God is with us, the Eternal Life, the Everlasting Father, Faith and True Witness, Faithful and True, the Faithful Witness, the First and the Last, the First Begotten, the Firstborn from the Dead, Firstborn over all creation, the Forerunner, the Gate, the Glory of the Lord, God, the Good Shepherd, the Great High Priest, the Great Shepherd, the Head of the Church, the Heir of all things, the Heir of all things, the High Priest, Holy and True, the Holy One, the Hope, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, 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 Jireh, Jehovah, Shalom, Jehovah, Nisai, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the Judge of Israel, the Judge, King Eternal. He is the King of Israel, amen. He is the King of Kings, hallelujah. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise, Hosanna, Son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my portion, my strength, my rock, my salvation, my redeemer, my healer, my provider, my good fortress, my high tower, my refuge, our shield, our buckler. Praise him forevermore, y'all, most definitely. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Be-Yahweh, Ahayashai, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahayashai, Adonai, Yeshaya, Yahu. Praise him, y'all. He is a consuming fire. He is the father of lights. He is the father of fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies, most definitely Abba. Most definitely, he's the God of heaven and earth. His senses at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He's the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. He can fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus, y'all. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him, he'll show you great mighty things, y'all. Search and seek him with all your heart and you will find him. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently, y'all. Gotta have that faith, gotta believe in him, gotta trust in him. Your faith made you well, your faith saved you. His favorite peace and grace is all over your life. Praise him always, people. He got us. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God's going to be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God's going to be in our lives forever. The finger of God's going to be in our lives forever. We know that for sure. Amen. Praise him, y'all. He got us. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrected, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way to the life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word made flesh, the living word, the abundant life, the water of life, the living water. Most definitely, y'all, he is the bread of life. Praise him, most definitely. We know that his word is purified silver, just as David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is pure, true, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So prayers up to everybody out there listening. Comfort to all of you. The Most High God is just taking it one day at a time. Keep on trusting the people. He got us, all right? So there you have it, okay? Now, what I'd love to do as I close out is give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out, all right? So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakathah. I'm Jireh Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.